In Athens, all attention is focused on preparations for the upcoming Olympic Games, which begin less than a month from now. But a new book invites us to look back 25 centuries or so to 480 BC and a naval battle that saved Greece and Western civilization. In fact, that's the subtitle of the book, The Battle of Salamis. The author is Barry Strauss, a professor of history and classics at Cornell University, who joins us now from, appropriately, Ithaca, New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Salamis is an island off the coast of Greece, not far from Athens. Set the stage for us, if you would. Who are the participants in this battle?
Well, on the one hand, the Persians, a large multi-ethnic empire that's invaded Greece, conquered Athens, and now trying to finish off the Greek resistance. And on the other side is the Greek navy, led by the Athenian refugees, who have the largest single contingent.
There are a number of interesting characters whom you portray quite vividly in this book, starting with, and you'll have to forgive my pronunciation and hopefully correct me, Themistocles. Is that close?
Let's make it Themistocles.
Okay. Themistocles, he was the commander of the Greek naval forces.
Yes, he was the de facto commander. The official commander was a Spartan admiral named Eurybiades. Themistocles was the one who, as often as not, was calling the shots. He was the real brains behind the operations.
As you mentioned, the Persians invaded Greece, took over Athens. The Athenians voted to flee the city to the island of Salamis.
They did indeed. This was a remarkable thing that a population of somewhat more than 100,000 people, men, women, and children, would agree voluntarily to go into exile in order to save their country. Salamis was going to be their fort and their refuge. But still, for them to agree to leave home and pack up like that was a tough thing and a hard sell, in fact, to the Athenian public.
So tell us now what happened in the battle.
Well, the battle is a remarkable story. The Persians outnumbered the Greeks by about 2-1. The Greeks had about 370 ships, and the Persians had roughly 700 ships. The best of the Persian ships were light and fast compared to Greek ships that were relatively heavy and slow.
And we should say these are all triremes, I guess they're called.
Indeed.
Three rows of rowers.
Yeah, three levels of rowers, about 130 feet long, about 18 feet wide. And so not a huge ship by any means, and yet there were 170 rowers and 30 other crewmen packed into each one of these sardine cans. From the Greek point of view, the only way to win a battle was to get the Persians to agree to fight it in unfavorable territory. That is to say, in the Salamis Straits, which are very narrow, and where the Persians would not be able to deploy all their huge numbers of ships. They wouldn't be able to surround the Greeks in battle, and it wouldn't help them very much that their ships were very fast. What made the Greeks able to carry out such a trick so effectively was they knew their enemy. They knew what their enemy's weak point was, and that they understood that the Persians were a curious combination of a huge empire that wanted to carry out things on a big scale, and yet at the same time was very subtle and sophisticated, and truly preferred to win battles by luring the enemy into defecting before the battle. So what the trick was that Themistocles sent a trusted slave over to the Persians on the other side of the water to tell them that he, Themistocles, was ready to go over to the Persian side, leading the Athenian unit with them, and that the rest of the Greeks were ready to flee, and that this very night would be the time for the Persians to launch their fleet to quietly as possible infiltrate, surround the Greek fleet, and when the dawn came, they would be able to simply fall upon the Greeks and clean up. Now, why did the Persians fall for this? They fell for it for the simple reason that it happened to be true. The Greek coalition was, in fact, in very bad shape. And a majority of the Greeks at Salamis did want to leave. They wanted to retreat further south. Doing so would have left Athens in the lurch and would have almost guaranteed that the Greek fleet would have broken up. Themistocles knew this, and so he tricked not only the Persians, but he tricked the other Greeks as well, forcing them into a situation where they had to fight.
So after a day-long battle, between these two navies, the Persians essentially withdrew.
The remaining Persian fleet fled out of the straits, being chased by the Greeks, went back to its base about 4 or 5 miles away, and as soon as they could get themselves together, they left Greece altogether.
Now, why do you say this engagement saved Western civilization?
My take on it is like this. Because of what happened at the Battle of Salamis, Salamis was a turning point in this war. It was the Gettysburg, if you will, of the Greek-Persian Wars. It wasn't the final battle of the war, and it didn't guarantee a Greek victory, but it made it much, much more likely. And so after Salamis, the war went on for another year or so until final victory. But what Salamis did do was Salamis laid the foundation for Athenian naval supremacy and for Athens after the war to become a great power and to create a naval confederacy that soon enough, within a generation, had turned into an empire. And so Salamis made possible not only the salvation of democracy, Athens already was a democracy, but it created an extraordinary paradoxical thing, imperial democracy. And within a generation or two after Salamis, Athens was in many disturbing ways resembling the very Persian Empire whom it had fought in the name of freedom. The Athenians were as quick-witted a people as have ever lived, and they were not slow to notice this. And Athenian literature and philosophy throughout the Golden Age and afterwards is shot through with questions, tension. Are we really a democracy? Is a democracy what we really want to be? Are we an empire? How do you balance freedom and equality? These, I think, are the great questions. As a teacher of mine once put it, they form the heart of the great debate, which I think is at the very center of Western civilization. In that way, I think Salamis saved Western civilization.
Barry Strauss is author of The Battle of Salamis, The Naval Encounter That Saved Greece and Western Civilization. He is a professor at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, from where he joined us. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Brian. It was my pleasure.
For more about the Battle of Salamis, go to our webpage at npr.org. There we have an extended interview with Barry Strauss that covers one of the world's first female military commanders, a eunuch's revenge, and more detail about the battle itself.